This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America, on some of America's great radio stations. And we thank them for carrying our program. We thank you for tuning in. Special thanks also go to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world via the satellite and the Internet, plus to our first responders, the EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for your service to America, for keeping all of us free and safe. And let's not forget the people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, those construction workers, too, and, oh, yeah, the bulk mail centers, sorting the mail to be delivered to you today, and the bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail back and forth. Don't forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Check out all the different things we have to offer over there. All right, joining us right now, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and the Underground USA podcast. Hey, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, we got to start out with the rocket's red glare coming out of the Gaza into Israel. Now, here's the problem I have. I've got three different reports from three different news sources, all of them in Israel, and one says 430 rockets were fired, one says 600 rockets were fired, and now the latest one that came out says 700 rockets were fired. What the hell's going on here?
Well, we know rockets are fired. How about that?
Yeah.
You know, depending on who you listen to, you're going to get either an exaggerated number or a very conservative number. I can tell you who understands how many rockets are fired, and that's the people of Israel.
Right.
They know exactly how many rockets are fired, and obviously it's in the hundreds. Israel responded, and they had to respond, and they responded with a little bit more accuracy than Hamas did with their scud-like little candlesticks that they shoot up over there. You got to hope there's a ceasefire, because this time around, with Hamas rattling the saber like they are launching hundreds of missiles into Israel, if Israel decides to act, and they have reelected Bibi Netanyahu, if they decide to act, they've got a president in the White House who will say, go ahead and do what you have to do.
You bet. And that's not going to
bode well for Hamas and the terrorists that live amongst the people of Gaza.
And we need to report that within the hour, supposedly a ceasefire has been declared over there. How long it will hold, who knows?
Well, let's see what happens. Hamas is notorious. There's something called a hudna in the Islamic world, and what that is we'll go for a ceasefire while we rearm and reassess and reman and reweaponize, and they'll do the ceasefire, they'll sign the ceasefire until they have everything ready, and then they start again. It's akin to autarkia, which is the right to lie in order to survive in their tenets. So let's see if this is actually a ceasefire, or whether it's a hudna.
Okay, and of course we will, and I'm speaking with Frank Silvato, as we do every Monday and Friday. He is the managing editor of the New Media Journal. Find the page for that on Facebook, as well as the Underground USA podcast over on Facebook. Now, we've also got to talk about the Middle East and Iran, because a U.S. aircraft carrier group, the USS Abraham Lincoln, and its support vessels are now in the Mediterranean. They're in the Middle East. We also flew some bombers in. I was told that some went into Saudi Arabia, some went into Kuwait. Cannot confirm that, but that's what I was told, so I'll go with that. And we apparently are, because we were threatened, by the way, our troops were threatened over the weekend by Iran that they would be attacked by Iranian forces. It wasn't specific as to who or what.
Right, and John Bolton was very specific in his talking about this when he said, "We're not looking for war with Iran, but we will respond with overwhelming power should they hit either U.S. forces or U.S. interests or allies over in the Middle East." Pompeo backed that up.
Yep.
So, you know, this had to be a credible threat in order to move the USS Abraham Lincoln into the Gulf.
Well, it was an Iranian group of dissidents that broke the news over the weekend that the Iranian embassies in Europe were planning attacks and assassinations on various individuals in Europe and other parts of the world where the Iranian embassies were. And it was the Iranian Revolutionary Guard that had gone into terrorist mode, because since they've been declared a terrorist organization, they were going to act the role, and that's what the dissident said.
Right, and Bolton was specific about this. He said it didn't need to be the Iranian army.
Mm-hmm.
If it was the Iranian Revolutionary Guard or any of their surrogates, they would consider that an act by the nation state of Iran. So they covered all the bases on this one. If the Iranian Revolutionary Guard goes into terrorist mode and starts executing, then we're going to be responding.
Yeah, and again, it's kind of early in the game to figure out what's going to happen. But, you know, John Bolton did warn, again, as recent as yesterday, that the Trump administration would send a clear and unmistakable message to Iran with the carrier strike group that was traveling into the region as tensions in the Gaza Strip went up. All right, hold that thought, Frank. And folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. And you notice we haven't even gotten to Venezuela yet. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018.
Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media Journal. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Monday through Saturday. This is Frank.
Oh boy, and Frank wanted to keep right on talking here. Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and Underground USA podcast. He'll be right with us. I got to tell you, though, that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive. Now, when you shop the huge selection of any Moss Family Automotive dealership, and there's four of them, you pay nothing down and delay your payments up to 6 full months with approved credit. Now, remember, folks, the reason we have people coming from all over the country to buy at Moss Family Automotive, one of their four dealerships, is because they are the original home of You Serve, You Save. 24/7, 365, the program that serves and saves all military veterans and active duty military, plus first responders, a ton of money. And now you can save too at Moss and pay nothing down and have no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Now, check out what you qualify for by going to the MossFamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check website. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, FamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check website, and tell them the captain sent you, because that'll save you an extra $500 along the way. All right. Frank Salvato is with us. You know, Frank, we did all that talking, and we didn't even get a chance to talk about Venezuela, but here it comes. Mike Pompeo yesterday made the rounds on the shows. I saw him on Fox News. I guess he was on ABC, and I guess he was on CBS, and then that other one there, CNN, which I don't watch them at all. I just don't. But anyway, he said that the U.S. had a full range of options available to help oust Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and did not rule out ultimately using military action on top of the diplomatic, political, and other pressure points that they were currently now applying to Venezuela.
Absolutely, and the legitimate leader down there, Gallego, said welcomed it. Welcomed exactly what he said.
He did, and it's almost
urging it, I might add, and quite honestly, for the people of Venezuela, it would be a very, very good thing. But we got to be careful with China and Russia, because this is triangulated right
now. Well, it's an option of last resort, and the phone call to Russia last week, the courtesy call by the president, he warned Vladimir Putin to stay out of it, and Putin apparently said he would. So if that's true, you know, he probably told them to keep their heads down when the shooting starts or whatever. But I really believe that the U.S. is not going to be the lead group in all of this. I do believe they may be the principals involved in the extraction of Maduro, as they did with Noriega in Panama years ago. But I believe you're going to see the Lima group with their 12 country affiliate. I think you're going to see the Organization of American States. I believe there's about 24 of those countries involved in this. We know that they've got things stocked up, beans, bullets, and people in Colombia as well as Brazil. And then there was another country there, which is the name escapes me, but there's a third country, a very small country, where they also have things lined up.
Well, you'd almost like to see Colombia take a lead on this after everything we've done for them with the drug war.
Sure.
You know, should we extract Maduro? You bet. This guy is a bad man.
He is.
And he should be tried, or extradited and tried, or he should be handed back over to the legitimate governor over there to be tried for crimes against the people in Venezuela.
Correct.
But either way, this guy's got to be removed. The people of Venezuela have suffered long enough under this idiot.
Yeah, and of course, you got to remember that Maduro would not be in power this long without the assistance he's getting from Cuba, because people seem to forget the people that we've seen in these MRAPs, Venezuelan version of an MRAP, driving over people into crowds, those are Cuban troops.
Oh, yeah, and they, you know, you bring the lineage all the way back to exactly who's helped the Venezuelan the loyalists to Maduro and the Venezuelan forces who have been loyal to Chavez before him. You know, this goes back to the Soviet Union and the Cubans and to smaller part the Chinese.
Right.
You know, these are regimes that don't necessarily care all that much for life. They, you know, like the Chinese, they used to clear minefields by sending divisions of troops through it.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't really care about the masses all that much. This is what the people of Venezuela have been fighting against when they've been on their quest for freedom, going all the way back to the beginning of the Chavez regime.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time for them to taste the freedom they've been fighting for in the world. Let's not make the same mistake we made during the Green Revolution in Iran, where we just sit back and watch the people get crushed one more time.
Mm-hmm. Well, now let's venture on over into that faraway place called North Korea, because little Kim did it again, firing some missiles, and apparently it was one missile with multiple warheads on it, multiple devices, that when you fire it, it breaks off four or five pieces of it, if you will, and then they fire in different directions, and they experimented with something along those lines over the weekend.
Yeah, and the South Korean military was reporting that it went northeast into the sea. He said he wouldn't be doing any nuclear testing. We don't know how capable these short-range missiles were. I think it's short or medium range. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it was short range, but they went about 200 miles.
Yeah, they don't. It's something that could affect South Korea, which affects us, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I think once again, this is just the traditional way to try to get talks back going. Now, I know he did. He did fire his lead negotiator in the nuclear talks with the United States, the guy who was causing all of the friction and the stubbornness on their behalf the last time President Trump met with the rocket man. But, you know, let's see what happens if we get back to the table. Maybe he's looking at the election coming up in 2020 saying he's got to get the most out of the United States before he turns over his nuclear stuff, because he wants to have somebody who's actually going to talk to him. Democrats don't talk to this guy, remember?
Yeah, and he was supposed to be talking to South Korea, and all that kind of went in the toilet.
Yep. So So, you know, we do have some changes under his regime over there when it comes to the people who are most stubborn during negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what happens.
Now, before we get into the politics very quickly, we're hearing about something called Make America Great Again bonds, which may be brought out. They're called MAGA bonds, and it's similar to what we, you know, like the savings bonds, this, that, and the other, and all that. And I will tell you that, whoops, wait a minute here. I got to get to something real quick. This is Catwoman and Road Dog down in Laredo. They are in a very bad storm down there, warning everybody that they're stopping before the border check. They had a very strong straight-line wind that almost blew them over with a loaded trailer. And they're going to wait and let it get in front of them before they start out again. So, Catwoman and Road Dog, you guys be safe. I know what it's like to be out in those storms when the side winds come in.
Oh, you bet. And we are in the middle of springtime storm season.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who's doing any moving, any transporting, or even live in Tornado Alley,
mm-hmm.
you got to be prepared this time of year because it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, be looking for the Make America Great bonds. They're called MAGA bonds coming your way. All right. Meantime, the moron known as Eric Swalwell, I mean the presidential candidate known as Eric Swalwell, Democrat from Canada, California, last week said, "Do you know how many times the word woman is mentioned in the Constitution?" Zero. That is unacceptable. Women must be equally represented and equally protected. Well, Congressman, you now know that the word man isn't mentioned in the Constitution either, because it's all about we the people.
Right, and this is the most disingenuous thing that's been said in recent days by anybody on the left.
The guy's a jackass.
Or in politics,
mm-hmm.
because in grammar, when you talk about the English language, there is the collective man and the collective men. It's talking about mankind, and you know it's not politically correct. The English language, the way that the framers used it back in the day, which was at the grade 24 level, which I doubt he even sees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they knew what they were talking about. You know, Daniel Webster, you know, that's the Webster Dictionary. You don't have to do the he or her or man or womankind. You know, you want to be politically correct about that stuff, that's fine. But when you start reading documents that were created back in the day when they didn't have the idiocy of political correctness, don't try to blow sunshine up my butt and tell me that they were being sexist. Because that's disingenuous. So this guy is openly manipulating people who don't understand the collective English language and have no grasp of grammar the way it was used in creating the documents.
Okay, we'll talk to you on Friday, my friend. Have a great week. Until then.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, and make sure you check him out over on Facebook. Coming up, the sports quarterback, a.k.a. insurance quarterback. I'll be right back.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is suggesting trade talks with China are moving too slowly. And he tweets he's ready to introduce new tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. Investment advisor Michael Farr.
Wall Street's been expecting a solution and some sort of a trade agreement any day now. This is a significant step backwards. It's a surprise to Wall Street. Wall Street does not like to be surprised. and stock futures are trading significantly lower.
Dow futures are down about 500 points. There are reports the Chinese trade delegation may cancel a planned visit to Washington this week because of the president's tweet. Palestinian officials say an Egyptian-mediated ceasefire agreement has been reached with Israel that would end the recent surge of violence in the Gaza Strip and in southern Israel. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends down there at Mixon Fruit Farms Groveside Cafe. And let me tell you why. I was down there last week. We had another great lunch with a bunch of great listeners down there in Bradenton, Lakewood Ranch, Sarasota, that area. And they've got the most outstanding home-cooked sandwiches and food that I've ever had. And I'm telling you, all their bread, first of all, is made right fresh there daily at the place. And they use the highest quality ingredients, the best meats and whatever. Now, they've got some submarine sandwiches there. They've got the amazing Superman, and it sounds and looks just like it does. The nightclub sub, too. They've also got their burger, and it isn't called the forklift burger for nothing. Large and in charge, and it's seasoned to perfection with your choice of cheese, and it will not disappoint you. And you can always finish your lunch like I did last week with a dish of the orange swirl ice cream, 2 scoops, I might add. And let me tell you something. That orange swirl ice cream is to die for. They are the hidden gem of Bradenton. They're located at 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. That's the Mixon Fruit Farms Groveside Cafe. Make sure you stop by there for lunch today. If you want, call ahead, place an order. The order number to call is 941-748-5829. Well, let's go to the sports quarterback, Patrick Hyland, because there's a lot of craziness that went on over the weekend, and let's just start with something here because there's a news story about the horse, Maximum Security. There is going to probably be a lawsuit, because I'm looking right at it, a USA Today story, Maximum Security's next battle may be in court if owners Gary and Mary West decide they want to legally challenge the steward's decision, something Gary West suggested they might consider in the interview Sunday with the Daily Racing Form.
Well, Captain, good morning, first of all. I don't know what much will come out of that. I agree with their position, though. That was a terrible call.
Well, here's the argument. Okay, and let me just lay it out for the listeners, because we talked about it earlier with one of our callers. The issue was the number one horse came into the number seven horse, and that's what started it. And the foul, if there should have been a foul, should have been on the number one horse.
Yes, I said that on my sports show yesterday. People didn't realize he was the start of the problem. Number two, when you make a curve like that in that type of weather, there is going to be a little colliding. Just like in NASCAR, you're going to rub some paint. Well, the same thing's going to happen on a track, especially at Churchill Downs, that long straightaway, that long curve, and that's what occurred. And, you know, it's just horse racing. He was the one who caused the problems. He started it, and then when he went to get his lane, the seven, Maximum Security, he pushed the one, and then the one went over to everybody. And they blamed the seven for it, and they shouldn't have. I agree 100%. And they have a legitimate point. The steward never put an objection up first, Captain. Normally, they're the ones who say something. No, we have the jockey who came in second place to say something and hopefully getting a break to get the win. And normally, they just drop the horse down a notch or two if they even have an objection.
Right.
It was very weird. Very weird, Captain. Not good at all for the horse race.
Never happened before, in my opinion, has it? Or has
no,
it?
No, sir. No, no. Mm-hmm. Horse has never been on top and been disqualified out of the whole thing. Very, very bad. Very bad decision. Now, if a steward would have objected immediately, and you have three of them up there, Captain, and if a couple of them said, man, did you see that, Cap? Did you see that, Patrick? Yeah, we got to say something. Then, okay, I might look at it a little differently. The other thing people need to realize, two things, Captain. They think, oh, they did it for the money. No, what happens is the track takes their cut of all the bets before the race even starts. They don't care who wins, just to let the audience know. The biggest thing, truthfully, the track would have preferred Maximum Security would have won, because then all those people would have gone up there and cashed their tickets and probably bet again. The people that won those big tickets probably just cashed and left. So That wasn't a track decision.
Wasn't that a 65-1 horse that won?
Yes, it was, sir. 65-1.
Makes you wonder if there's somebody that did the challenge and didn't have money on that. I mean,
well,
I'm just saying. I mean, we are talking horse racing, you know?
Yeah. No, you're right. Well, what happened was it was the jockey who objected, okay? And obviously, you know, he's trying to win and get the roses.
Well, it appears it's going to go to court, and it'll be settled there. And, you know, do they have – well, I guess they do have instant replay in horses.
No, sure. That's why it went over, you know, forever. And that's another thing. People got mad, Captain, that it took so long. And it's frustrating. But
well, they're mad now. I've had a whole bunch of comments since I, you know, talked about it a little while ago. People go, oh, your horse got robbed. I mean, just and they're all pointing out what you and I said about the number one actually being the start.
Yeah, that's exactly the point of it. The other thing is, though, the reason people are mad is, now, there's no way Maximum Security could have possibly won the Triple Crown. He's that great of a horse. This horse, Country House, will not win the Triple Crown. It's just not going to happen. And that's, you know, race fans like that. It makes it exciting. So that's another reason they didn't do it. It's just a sad state of affairs that went down like this. I wish they would have made a decision. The one last thing I was going to say about it, Captain, was they took 20 minutes. The reason they have to do that is after they decide to drop the horse down, then they have to decide what order, and it's going to take some time to figure that out. That's why it took so long, so the audience understands. It's still not great. It's not like football. You just say, okay, the play stands, put the ball down. Now we have to decide where the ball was, how many minutes, how many players were on the field. You know, things of that nature is what happens in horse racing, to try to do an analogy. Just a lot more goes into it.
Huh. Well, you know, a lot of other things are going on in the world of sports. Of course, obviously, baseball is fired up, cranked up. The Rays kind of took it on the chin, but they got rained out, what, yesterday?
They did, up in Baltimore. They still have the best record in baseball. They're still plugging along. I mean, a lot of Yankee fans across the country that listen to your show. man, they find a way to do it, Captain. They have, you know, they're just a few games behind the Rays in that division, and with all their injuries, to be where they are, it's astounding. You have to give the coaching staff credit there with the Yankees and the players stepping up from the Double A and Triple A, and we'll see how they finish out this year. But they've surprised me as much as the Rays have surprised me by doing so well.
Well, it's only May, so don't get too excited there. But
well,
folks,
exactly.
Yeah, but folks, I'm going to tell you right now, I know it's early, and I know there's a lot of things going on, but the Rays fans need to start showing up at the ballpark because Major League Baseball has got a microscope on them, and they're getting ready to pull the plug if something doesn't happen here.
No, Captain, you know, we spoke about that on the show, too. You can't have a few thousand fans here. Now, this weekend it's going to be, you know, lights out because the Yankees are coming to town Friday,
sure,
Saturday, Sunday. So there'll be a sellout all three days, which will be nice for the attendance and the record. But,
oh,
but you're right. Look at Kansas City when they played Tampa Bay this past week and they had to do a doubleheader rainout. Kansas City, I'm telling you, Cap, there might have only been a couple thousand fans there.
All right, well, get your promo out there because we're running out of time. I just looked at the clock.
Oh, okay, Cap, no problem. Well, just let the folks know that are listed all across the country, too. I can help veterans all across the country with their benefits. Anybody out there has any questions, concerns when it comes to insurance or finances, I have a great team of guys. I have a legal team, CPA team. We do everything right to make sure, from the veteran to your layman, get taken care of with their insurance needs, and we make it affordable for them. We find out the best carriers for them. We're fiduciaries. That's all we try to do is help out people every day. My name's Patrick Hyland. My phone number is 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. If I can help out anybody when it comes to insurance or VA benefits, feel free to call me. We'll have a sit down. We'll do it over the phone, just to make you feel comfortable and get you some good, sound advice.
Now, are you going to show up tomorrow at Mission Barbecue?
I can't, Captain. I have a meeting with somebody to go over everything with them tomorrow, or I would.
So, okay, because if you were, that'd be another way to find some people. But you'll be back on Friday, so here comes the music, and we'll talk to you on Friday.
Thank you, Captain.
All righty. Patrick Hyland, the sports quarterback, otherwise known as the insurance quarterback because he is an insurance representative. But Mondays and Fridays, we turn him into the sports quarterback. And by the way, people will be talking about the Kentucky Derby for a long, long time with what just happened over the weekend. And again, USA is reporting that it looks like as if this is going to become a lawsuit to determine the eventual winner, and we'll see what happens. Who knows? Because I know what I saw, and I know what was pointed out on television, and a lot of other people saw it too, so there you go. We'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch final segment coming right up. Okay, Kathy, tell them everybody how.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740. 4-0.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey ho, Cap, it's Melvin in my bass boat. Yeah, me and the boys were going up to the Intercoastal, you know, for a fishing tournament over the weekend there, and just thought I'd check in with you on the way up. You know, I was walking out to the mailbox the other day when I was actually up on dry dock, and I got a piece of mail from the city. I opened it up, and it's a ticket from one of them blooming red light cameras. But the funny thing is, my bass boat and my trailer's so big, that's the only thing in the picture. So it looks like I got a ticket for floating my bass boat down Highway 41. Can you imagine?
Stay tuned for the continuing adventures of Melvin and his bass boat as we progress through the summer months. Now, it's time for your beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, for the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, brought to you by our good friends at the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. We have the largest franchise of the 175 Freedom Boat Club franchises right here in the Tampa Bay area. Over 400 boats and 20 locations for you to choose from. Well, today, We'll have a few isolated showers around, some thunderstorms. It'll be partly cloudy or partly sunny, depending on how you want to look at it. Right now it's 75 degrees. We might have a low this morning around 73. It'll be calm. The chance of precipitation during the course of today is about 20%, and it'll stay there. Now, there is some activity in the Gulf right now coming in our direction. We should see it before 9 a.m. Then it will become sunny with a high near 88 degrees today. Now, the winds won't necessarily be an issue. They'll be gusting a little bit later out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. Now, the Gulf water temperature is currently up to 81 degrees. The bay water temperature, 80 degrees. We had our high tide at 4:34 a.m., and our low tide is going to be coming at 8:42 a.m. this morning. Now, it's not going to be a bad day and a bad week to be out on the boats because it's going to be hot and sunny the next few days after this. I'll tell you what, with 20 locations to choose from and two more coming in the Villages real soon, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay has many different opportunities for you. Now, choosing from six different types of boats, including the Cobia Center consoles, the Hurricane Deck boats, the Key West skiffs as well, members get a chance to make their reservation, pack their cooler, and away they go for a day of fun on the water. And when you come back, all you do is hand them the key and walk away. Now, your membership gives you reciprocity to use your Freedom Boat Club membership anywhere across the country at the additional 175 locations, including two in Canada. Don't forget, you can check out the Freedom Boat Club TampaBay.com website for more information. That's the Freedom Boat Club TampaBay.com website. And right now, a limited discount for active duty military, for veterans, for all first responders currently on duty or retired, and for the people that work in the medical profession, not just doctors or nurses, but people that work in hospitals, nursing homes, convalescent facilities, whether you're the guy that does the laundry, whether you're not the janitor or the HVAC guy or whatever, you get a discount of $1,000 off your one-time single membership fee, one-time single membership fee, and then you just pay monthly for the service. So that's the FreedomBoatClub.com, FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com website. Again, FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com website, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Okay, I got a letter here, and I've been saving this, from a listener last week, and they are in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and it's a couple, Gary and Joan. And they started out like this. They said, "Captain, been listening to your show for about a year. Love it. We listen to you on AM 920, The Answer, out of Atlanta, Georgia. We live on the south side of Chattanooga, almost to the Georgia border. And we listen to you 5 days a week up here. Appreciate everything you're doing. We also appreciate what you've done when it comes to telling people about the honest truth of the evil doers on a progressive left side of the aisle. Now, as a retired church pastor, every Christian should know about evil and what evil is. And we have evil doers on the left side of the aisle that are trying to do horrible things to those who have fought for their country, those who currently protect the country as first responders, and all those who need help the most by giving them the least amount of help possible in the name of their cause, which is to tear down the United States of America and all the values that made our country great." And they concluded by saying, "We are a Judeo-Christian nation, and we, the people, are the bosses of applesauce." That's my expression. They used it. They said, "Keep on doing what you're doing. We're telling everybody about you. Thank you very much for the job you do, and thank you for your service to America." Gary and Joan. Okay, well, Gary and Joan, That's one of the nicest letters I've ever gotten. I thank you very much, and I appreciate that very much. And if you're listening, you just heard it mentioned on the air. And that's what it's all about here in this program, folks. There is no I, me, or my in what we do. It's we. It's we. And while there's some people who may try to make it into about them, about how they've done this and they've done that, and I did this and I did that, the blowhards amongst us are, they're well known and well documented. Whether they're Republican or Democrat or Independent or Libertarian or wherever they are. You don't need to do that on this program. What you need to do on this program is realize we're all in this together. And because we're all in this together, we share a responsibility for the future of this country, for where we're going, for how we got to where we're at, and what we do from here. Now, we just got the jobs report, and the U.S. jobs machine is just humming along. 263,000 new hires, while the unemployment rate fell to 3.6%, the lowest in a generation. And this was a Labor Department report that came out on Friday. By the way, far exceeded the expectations of Wall Street. They expected 190,000. They expected the jobless rate to remain at 3.8%. Well, it didn't happen. They did much better. And as a result, CNN is having to eat a lot of crow because in their own poll, 56% of Americans say that Donald Trump is doing a good job on the economy. 56%. They got to be pulling their hair out over there at CNN. But it's all about we the people. It's all about what we can do to keep our country the greatest place on the planet Earth on which to be. And all we need is to tell our friends, tell our neighbors, factually, correctly, the things that I've got right here that you can get, you can see, point it out to them, let them know. I told you about the Make America Great bonds, the MAGA bonds that are being proposed probably by President Donald Trump to help pay for the $2 trillion infrastructure. Do it by bonds. That way it's not a debt on the company, on the country. People can buy bonds just the way they did savings bonds. You can buy them in 10, 15, 20, 25-year additions, whatever. Invest different amounts in it. It's all good. It's all good. We're on a roll here. Let's keep it going, folks. Let's keep it going. All right. Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to hang it up for tonight. We're going to call it a day. Check out my friends Dominic's down there in Sarasota. D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. I'll see you all tonight, everybody. Have a great day. I'm going to grab it, slam it, see you in the morning. God bless America.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.